Now for a vintage vignette, brought to you by Cortez Island Museum and Archives and Cortez Community Radio.
In 1955, Hazel and Ken Hansen and their family moved to the 333-acre ranch that's now become Linnea Farm. They cleared land for farming, raised animals, and had some close calls with the local carnivores. Bert Hansen has the story.
All farm animals on Cortez were free range. My father, Ken Hansen, had his cows grazing from Smelt Bay all the way up to Larson's Meadow and over to the Byers. As the island population grew, people tried unsuccessfully to petition to get rid of the cows on the road. Eventually, Ken couldn't keep sheep because of the wolves. Game wardens came over from Vancouver Island to take care of the wolf nuisance. Dave Williamson was one, another was Skate Holmes. Once Dave came to help us kill a cougar on Marina Island. There was a telephone line across Marina. We went over. It took no time for his dogs to tree the cougar, but he wanted to work the young dog a bit more before he shot the cougar. He had me climb a tree next to it and throw rocks at the cat. So I got up this tree and the tree with the cougar in it only an unsettling 8 feet away. The cougar took one look down at the dogs barking below and the man with the gun, and then looked over at my tree and decided to jump on over. Good Lord, I thought my time had come. But someone must have been watching out for me because the cougar bailed out of the tree without attacking and took off across the island. Eventually, Hazel and Ken got tired of farming and running the summer camp and guest house. My dad wanted me to work on the farm. I had done that for a number of years. As a kid, I used to get a measly 2 bits on the weekend to go to a movie. There was no future in that for me, so they sold the land to Turtle Island, now Linnea, 1978.
This vintage vignette was brought to you by Cortez Community Radio and by Cortez Island Museum and Archives. If you'd like to sponsor a vintage vignette, please contact the radio at cortezradio@gmail.com or the museum at 250-935-6340.